Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, here's the host of the top-rated show for moms, Maria Bailey, on Mom Talk Radio.
We are turning on the summer heat today on Mom Talk Radio. Yes, we're focusing on our fathers as it is Father's Day, but we decided, you know, summer is right around the corner. In fact, it's next week, the first day of summer, and or this week. And so we will, all of our theme, you'll get the theme after the first, second, and third guest, that the theme is summer. But first, let's stop for a minute and recognize all those dads in our life, whether they're our fathers, the father of our children, men that are just great dads. In fact, I was in Walgreens the other day buying a Father's Day card, and there's a whole bunch of cards now that are happy Father's Day to a great guy, like a great guy in your life who might also be a father. And I thought, oh, well, that's really great marketing, because there are so many men in your life that are like father figures, or just really great guys in your life that are dads that you want to recognize, you know, like our producer, Al, he's a dad, and Rich, my super producer, he's a dad, and they're just really great guys. So happy Father's Day to all the really great guys in my life and that support me, and hope you are playing a lot of golf, putting your feet up, doing whatever you want to do today as we kick off Mom Talk Radio. So let's talk about summer. What about the heat, you guys? I saw the other day, 113 degrees in Las Vegas. And guess where I get to go this week? Las Vegas. So it's all about tank shirts, I guess, tank tops, and cool clothing. You know, one of my favorite cool clothing, and they don't pay me to say this. This is the God honest truth here. No advertising dollars to Mom Talk Radio. Land's End has a swim tee. I love their swim tees. It's like long sleeves, so you're not getting sunburn, but yet you can wear it because it's very cool and it absorbs any moisture. I run in my swim tees. I swim in my swim tees. I wear them to work some days. They're so comfortable. The material is awesome. And as everything is at Land's End, it's guaranteed, so that if a zipper breaks or tears or whatever, they take it back and they replace it. So check it out. They have kids. They have adult women. They have, they have men's. So check it out. That's my like little tidbit for the day. So happy summer to everyone. And we got a great show lined up for you today. It's brought to you, as always, by Pre-Mama. You can drink Pre-Mama if you can't take down those big horse pills that we are required to take, and check it out. You can find them at CVS, Target, and Amazon. So when we return, we're going to be talking with a nationally renowned parenting expert and the founder of Get Fit, Get It Together Mom. G-I-T Mom is her name. And she's got lots of summer tips for your travels with children. So we'll talk to her when we return.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
So just the other day, I was on an airplane on the way to Turks and Caicos to the Beaches Resort there in Turks and Caicos, which, by the way, is an awesome place to go if you have children. It's all inclusive, and you can literally leave your checkbook and credit cards at home. But I was watching as families got on the plane with their young children, and I was thinking about traveling with my kids and thinking, you know, I wonder where they go for tips. Well, a lot of women go to Get It Together Mom, Get Mom. And the woman behind Get Mom is Irene Heidelberger. And she is a nationally recognized parenting expert and the founder of the site. She has a 7-step method where she empowers moms and mothers to be, teaching them to be mom first kind of parenting approach. She's on a whole bunch of media And today she's on Mom Talk Radio. So welcome, Irene, to Mom Talk Radio.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, and we're happy to have you here. Let's talk about travel with our children, whether they're, a toddler or they're a teenager. There are some ways to make travel easier, right?
Of course. So what I always coach my mommies as they approach a travel season or they're starting to, you know, get itchy to get off mommy island and get the heck out of Dodge and travel is it's so important for the entire family to be realistic about the travel style and their goals. So depending on the child's age, you know what? You're not going to have a great time taking a one-year-old on an eight-hour flight to Hawaii. You have to be realistic about where your family is at. If you're a young family, keep it simple. And then as your child grows and they have a longer attention span and they're going to remember a longer, more involved trip, go further away. So it's so important to just be realistic and be kumbaya with your partner on what you want to do as a family.
That's right, because you have to kind of anticipate all of the ups, downs, and possibilities that can happen.
That's just on the plane ride, right?
Right, exactly.
Just to get to your destination. Yep.
Right, right. So, and you suggest plan to pack at least 1 week in advance. Why is that?
1 week in advance is ideal because I don't know about you, but I think packing is really overwhelming because you have to pack for everyone, right? And you have all these options, yet you're only going for a set amount of days. So I'm all about planning and preparing in advance so that you're not like racing at the end to shove things into a suitcase and then you unpack at your destination and you think, what am I doing with all these black clothes and it's, you know, 85 degrees and sunny out. So I say 1 week in advance so that you're not rushed through the process. And my favorite tip that I do for me as well as I have three boys and they're ages 5, 9, and 13. And I would say we travel every other month as a big herd. And we even take my father, we take grandpa with us out of the country several times a year. And so I pick one color scheme per family member.
Do you do that
for beaches?
Yeah. Well, I didn't go with my kids this time, but that okay. raising them, We did that all the time because I had four children under four.
If I put
them all in like the same color or I had a color scheme going, I knew who to look for and who I was missing.
Oh, that's a great idea. And then what you can do is, let's say we're going to pretend Johnny is on vacation with us. Let's say Johnny has the color blue. So put his blue outfits in a Ziploc bag. So he gets a Ziploc bag for Monday with all of his items, his swimsuit, his undies, his jammies, and then his post-swim outfit. And it's in a Ziploc, and all of Johnny's weekly outfits are blue. And then you have Susie. I mean, here we go. Susie likes red. So Susie gets a red color scheme for the week. And right, like you said, when you unpack at the hotel, your final destination, each child knows their designated color, takes it out of the suitcase, and they can unpack themselves. And then they know every day what to wear. They can deal with that themselves, and that's really key, so no one's fighting.
So I love the tip that you give about communicating with kids and involve them in the planning. And, I actually used to give my kids, I would assign them, like if we were going on a road trip, I would assign them a particular city. I mean, you could do it from 8 years old up, and they could pick out two things that we would visit when we go to that city. Every child was a tour guide for each city that we were stopping at. And, you know, that way everybody kind of looked forward to their destination and sharing what they had learned about it and the things that they had picked out. So how do you involve your kids?
Oh, well, I love what you just said. I mean, because the more your kids buy in and plan the trip, the less complaining there will be, because they're learning that if we want to do XYZ and we have planned it and we're going to make it happen, then they understand, oh, this is like a magical fairy didn't get us on a vacation. Right. Like, we actually created this. I love it. And I love about just, you want to communicate with your kids all the time, because mm-hmm. they're part of the family, and we aren't creating robots. We are hopefully raising them to be thriving and confident adults, right? So we really want them to understand where are we going, what's the day's plan, what do you expect from them. And unfortunately, you know, it's kind of like Groundhog's Day. You have to keep, you know, repeating
right.
yourself.
Right,
you're like,
right.
Oh my gosh, if I have to say one more time, stand by the stroller, I might lose it. But it's
I
so
always
important.
Said, you know, I love the fact that you're talking about like creating independence, because so many times, like, you'll go through an airport and you're like, okay, we're going to gate 2. I always made my kids look up on the monitor, even at a young age, and tell me where we had to go. Like, let your kids make some of those decisions. And, you know, let me tell you, 3 weeks ago, I put my kid on my 18-year-old child on an airplane, and she's in Europe just making her way through. And it's because you teach them young to navigate. And I always said I wanted to be able to drop my kids anywhere in the world and have them get back to me. And
you're doing it by making those decisions.
Okay, I want to let everyone know, because we have to wrap up here, where to find you. I want to get that in. It's gitmom.com, gitmom.com. And that's where you'll find Erin. And thank you so much for sharing some of your time with us. We'll have to have you back to share some of your travel ventures later on in the summer. Thank you so much for being with us. And when we return, we're going to turn the spotlight on one mom who is doing some seasonal eating. And the season is summer.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
So it is summertime, as we've been talking about all day. And, you know, summer means a change of foods for a lot of people. Maybe we're grilling more. I know for me, I'm eating Tasty Lee tomatoes because they're at their ripest. But we have one mom who is all about healthy eating. And she is Toy Relaford Penny. She's the mom of 2, very busy woman. She runs a site called So7Health.com. And she's joining us today from Dallas, Texas. So, hey, Toy, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Seasonal eating, and it's summer. Why is it important to change up our eating, or talk a little bit about how you're changing your eating? Because I know you're super healthy.
Right. It's great for seasonal eating. Like, Mother Nature gives us what we need for our healthiest selves during each season. So summer provides a lot of fruits and fresh high water content fruits and veggies to hydrate our bodies and replace lots of fluids when we are faced with high temperatures that cause us to sweat a lot. So that's
wow, I never thought about
seasonal.
That. I have never thought about that. So
yes.
So what's out there that I know watermelon, but what else should we be looking for?
Right. So lots of raw fruits and veggies. We have hydrating liquids and foods. Celery is one of them. Celery has a lot of water in it. Berries, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, of course, watermelon, tomatoes, snap peas. And you can combine all of these in great recipes and eat them. And even the kiddos will love them.
And so, okay, I can get my kids to eat watermelon, but you just mentioned snap peas. So how do you get your kids to eat those kind of things?
Okay, so you can grill them. You can make veggie skewers and just grill them. You can make smiley faces. You can put different things and just decorate them very well, and the kids will love them. My toddler loves snap peas. She eats snap peas all the time.
So I'm okay. Well, then you're going to have to convince me how I can get myself to eat celery, because that is one. So celery, actually, I'm sure you know this, you burn more calories eating celery than you do digesting celery. And I'm just wondering, like, what do you do to beef it up beyond like peanut butter? Because I have just never gotten myself to be able to eat celery.
So you can make like a macaroni salad. You can put the celery. You can mix with you can mix and mingle with things. So you can put the tomatoes in there. You can put the celery in there. You put the macaroni in there and put a nice dressing that you would like or whatever, and saute some onions and some kale and some spinach or whatever you want, and just put it all together. And there you have a tasty salad with celery in there and tomatoes and all of your seasonal foods.
Well, I'm going to have to try that. So tell me a little bit about what moms will find when they go to sew7health.com.
Awesome. So I am a holistic health and lifestyle coach for busy working moms. And what that means is I teach them simple ways to eat and live healthier and to get off the pills and potions so they can get the most out of their mommy life and love their bodies more. So you'll find recipes. You'll find, of course, me. You'll find my blogs. You'll find me talking about health and lifestyle and so many different things. So I'm just excited that so many people can visit the site.
And it's a really good site. I've been there myself quite a few times. I've snuck over to find some tips. So as we go into the summer season, what is your favorite meal to cook for your family?
My favorite meal. So I love kitchen tools. Kitchen tools is like a must in the kitchen. And so we have this quick, healthy kitchen tool, and it's the air fryer. So what it is, it's an air fryer, and you have no oil. You fry to no grease. This is a healthy way to fry foods. So I have a teenager, and I also have a toddler. And so you can put fries in there. You can put chicken nuggets. You can put salmon, fish sticks, anything that you want in there that you would normally fry. If you like fried foods, you can put it in there, and it's done in 10 minutes, and it's healthier. It's a whole lot healthier.
So, well, and I want to remind everyone that you can find more from Toy on her site, sew7health.com. We have a link to it on Mom Talk Radio. Check it out, because it's a really great site. Thank you, Toy, so much for spending some of your time with us, and I'm going to try those celery recipes. Thank you very much. And don't forget, that is sew7health.com. When we return, we're going to keep the focus on summer, but we're going to talk about how you can prevent your child from some of those summertime injuries.
Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
You know, we've been talking a lot about summer, kicking off the summer today and on Mom Talk Radio, but we've been talking about the fun things, right? We've been talking about the new foods and travel, but there's also something that we need to consider and pay attention to as moms, and that's all of the injuries that can happen during the summer months, from pool drownings to hotel challenges to trampoline accidents. You know, it's summer is a time when our kids are out and about. And so we went to the experts. We have Jennifer Hoekstra with us. She is the injury prevention specialist at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She and her team work to keep kids safe year-round and focus on a variety of community wellness initiatives in Western Michigan, a beautiful place. It's a place where everybody in Florida goes, Jennifer, during
the summer months.
Right. Yeah, everybody migrates from my state to yours. So welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. So just today I was on the treadmill inside because it's way too hot to be running outside. And they were talking about that the temperatures are about 15 degrees higher than they should be right now. And they were talking about like our bodies at a certain point, we forget about all the heat related things that can happen at a certain temperature, which a lot of cities are approaching. Do you want to talk a little bit about the heat and what moms should be thinking about as the temperatures continue to climb?
Definitely. I think that's something we really want to focus on. When we're talking about summer, you know, I still want moms to go out and have fun with their kids, but we can do it in a way that's not going to lead to injuries. So we really want to make sure that everyone is drinking enough water. That's probably the number one way to avoid some of those heat-related injuries is to really stay hydrated. And we recommend to moms that our kids are drinking about 10 gulps of water for every 20 minutes of high-level activity. So especially if you have young athletes who might be out doing a practice or doing some good training, make sure they're drinking plenty of water before, during, and after, but about 10 gulps of water for about every 20 minutes of activity. It's a good rule of thumb that way. Additionally,
and
we want to...
It's not Diet Cola or sodas, right? It's important that it's water.
Very important. And, you know, there is a place and a time for those sports drinks like Gatorade or Powerade or things, but that should not be our number one go-to, especially when there are points of activity, because water is truly what's going to keep your body temperatures regulated. It's going to keep your muscles working appropriately, and then in that turn, keeping them free from injury. I also want to encourage moms, I know this sounds a little funny, but talk with your kids, especially those kids who are a little bit older, about what color their urine is when they go to the bathroom. That's a really good indicator of how hydrated our kids are. You know, and for kids to kind of understand what that is, I usually recommend to my kids, you know, I say, hey, if your pee looks like lemonade, you're doing good. But if it looks more like, you know, thick orange juice, you need to drink more water. And they always laugh. But every time my kids use the bathroom in the summer, they're always thinking about it. And you can tell exactly what color it was based on what happens when they come out of the bathroom. They guzzle big drinks of water. They ask for more water. And then I know because they've seen some of the same signs that I've helped them understand.
And I think a lot of moms don't know that. You know, I always can tell you how hydrated I am. I have been watching my pee for a long time because I'm a marathon runner.
But, oh, I'm sure.
You know, if it is gold, you need to be drinking some water, girlfriend. What about sunglasses? Because I never put sunglasses on my kids, but more and more I'm seeing that they're important.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I was talking with actually one of our optometrists and one of the guys who works with all the kids' glasses here at the hospital, and just having a conversation. He said, Jennifer, by the time these kids are 15, 85% of the sun damage has already happened to their eyes, which I was shocked by. So he really stressed to me how important it is that we talk with parents about finding sunglasses that are labeled to prevent 100% of all the UVA and UVB rays. Our sunglass manufacturers are doing a great job now labeling them like right on the sticker or the tag. But if you don't see that 100% blocker, it's worth spending a couple more bucks to get something that will block those rays. Then the challenge of keeping them on your little ones becomes part of that. But it's really important to start that young. I encourage parents as little as 3 months, 4 months, find those little ones with a strap, and then they're kind of used to it back when they're one and toddling around, get some sunglasses on. And if you model that behavior as a mom, it's a great way for the kids to kind of do what mom does.
Absolutely. So real quickly, can we talk about trampolines?
Sure.
Because I see a lot of debate on social media, the dangers of trampolines. How do we keep
our
kids safe?
You know, I will say in the last 8 years, we've made huge strides in the safety of trampolines. Our trampolines used to be just that, just a, you know, mesh on springs, and kids would fly off them and break their arms and break their legs. But now we have so much better coverage of springs, and we have the netting and things. But it truly does come down to the rules that are set by the owner of the trampoline. I encourage parents, always, always limit the number of jumpers. the largest number of injuries come when multiple jumpers are on the trampoline at the same time by landing on each other's ankles or bopping each other's heads. So if you're limiting that to one or two, and that's usually my max, one or two of like size jumpers, that's a key.
Right.
Because like if you have a big teenager with a two-year-old, who's going to get injured? It's not going to be the teenager, very likely.
Right,
so
right.
If you keep that rule and then really enforce it, and it can still be fun. It can still be a great way to build up some strength and to get rid of some energy. But having those rules and then really carrying through is something that I feel is really important for moms and dads
right.
to remember.
So, Jennifer, where can moms go to find more information about the things you're talking about? Because you've got some really good stuff.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful website at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital. So it's just helendevoschildrens.org. And then the injury prevention section is where all of our safety tips are located. There's searchable sites. There's some printable PDFs. There's lots of great information there. Another wonderful resource is safekids.org. And that's more of the national scope of different things. There's great infographics and things that kids can actually do interactively to be able to learn some of these safety behaviors.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. Really good stuff. And we have a link to your website on Mom Talk Radio. And when we return, we're going to be talking with Florence Ann Romano, the Windy City Nanny.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
You know, it's time to ditch the devices and prioritize play this summer. We've talked about everything from food to safety to clothing. And now Florence Ann Romano, the Windy City Nanny, is here to talk a little bit about how you ditch those devices and prioritize play this summer. She is born and raised outside of Chicago and earned a performance degree at Bradley University. She was a nanny for over 15 years and has written books. She's a great wealth of information, and we're happy she's here today on Mom Talk Radio. So welcome, Florence, to Mom Talk.
Oh, goodness. What a wonderful introduction. I'm exhausted hearing it. Thank you.
So let's talk about play and the summer and what we can do to get those devices out of our kids' hands.
It's so hard, right, to pry those things out of the kids' hands. It just stuck to them. But you have to do it because the development of the child is really important in terms of imagination. And you have to try to get them outside to play, to kind of go back to the old school ways of chalk and bubbles and things like that. So my advice to parents and to nannies and caretakers as well is that you need to allocate time throughout the summer. If you can have a reward system, that always works great. But you need to say, okay, 3 hours of this and 2 hours of this. And you need to put your foot down and be consistent in your demands about what the schedule for the summer is going to look like.
Once you do get those devices out of their hands, you've got some creative ideas because right about now, moms are saying, oh my gosh, I'm running out of ideas already.
Well, when I was a little girl, I had a very full imagination. So I used kind of all of that juice in my days as a nanny. And one thing that we came up with, which is the most popular game I ever played with children, was called Chalk Town. And it is the most inexpensive game you'll ever have in your life. You literally just need chalk. The kids go outside and with their neighbor friends or friends from school, whomever, they actually start drawing a town out on the driveway or the sidewalk, whatever pavement you need to use. And you own all of these different stores in the town. And then you drive through the town on your bicycles, pretending that you're stopping at stoplights and stop signs and things like that. And it is hours and hours of fun. Now, naturally, I owned all the stores when I played Chalk Town. So they were all the ones I wanted. But it was hours of fun, and then the rain would come, wash it all away, and we'd start all over again. So that's a really fun way of getting your kids involved and using their imagination.
And I also love the outdoor picnic and tea party ideas.
That is a big favorite. Any little girl that I've ever nannied for, they love to do that. And that is completely inexpensive, too. And depending on children's nutrition, because I know there's a lot of different allergies out there, so you do want to make sure that you're checking with the parents, if you're a nanny or caretaker, about what the kids are allowed to eat. But go outside and take a little tea set, and you could go to the park. Or even if it's a bad day outside and there's rain, you could do a tea party inside, build forts from your couch cushions. Kids love to make a mess of the house. And of course, it's going to be our job, the nannies or, you know, the parents, to clean it up later. But you can also make a game out of that, too, in terms of tidying up.
Absolutely. And what about if it's a rainy day? Yeah, I live in Florida and we have afternoon showers almost every day. Got any ideas for that?
That's a great time to read. I'm a huge advocate for making sure that there is story time, whether the kids are going to read on their own or you're going to read with them. They really need to have book time. And that's also a great time to do any sort of planning for the next year of school for the child. I know I always was doing some sort of summer school, even from a young age, preparing for the next grade level, whether it was flashcards or actually having a tutor or something like that. There was still an element of education involved in my summer. So that's a great thing to do as well on a rainy day.
And then you talk a lot about puzzles and cake decorating as well, which I never thought about that.
I am not the most crafty person in the world. I have to say I'm not the crafty nanny, but it is fun to bake with kids. But again, I always like to go back to the allergies. You need to make sure that you're checking if, you know, sweets are even okay with parents, but a little never hurt anybody, at least I thought, because, you know, I'm an Italian girl, so of course you feed. That's what you do. You feed for love. But you can do cake decorating. You can do Play-Doh. You can make edible Play-Doh. You can get them involved in the kitchen when you're making snacks, to do the tea party. You know, you could have carrots and cucumbers and different types of healthy snacks as well. But there's lots of fun things to do. One thing that I used to do with the kids is have a whipped cream fight. I know that sounds messy and sticky, but it was a lot of fun and the kids loved it. You're easily washable and it was just the best time ever.
Your website is windycitynanny.com, like Chicago, the Windy City. And there you'll find all of this creativity and wealth of information. You don't have to be a nanny for 15 years to be able to do all of this. Florence is going to tell you how to do it. And, you know, as you are thinking about the summer, there's also a whole bunch of things around your house that you want to change, whether it's new furniture for the outdoors or it's pillows that make your living room a little brighter, or maybe it's plastic plates and cool dishes for your cookout. I was just thinking about Windy City in Chicago. My favorite place for all of that is the at-home stores. They happen to have one in Chicago that I've been to, but if you've ever passed an at-home store, check it out. This is the exact time to do it. It's amazing. 5,000 different pieces. It's a superstore for your home, and you'll want to check it out. The prices are amazing. So when we return, we're going to be talking with Anne Marie Burkle. She is the acting chairman of the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, and she's going to be here to talk about safety this summer.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
I am really pleased and honored to have with us today Anne Marie Burkle. She was named the acting chairman of the U.S. Product Safety Commission on February 9th, 2017. Most importantly, this is a woman who knows a lot, and as we are talking about summer, pool safety is something near and dear to my heart. You can't imagine how many children die of drownings, particularly in my state of Florida. Unfortunately, I've had a family member touched by this, and she's here to talk a little bit about what we need to be aware of. So welcome, Anne Marie, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I'm so pleased to have this opportunity to talk with you, because now is the time of year when people start, not so much in Florida where you are, but throughout the country, other places, they're going to begin swimming. And it's so important that they take a moment and pause to think about some steps they can take for safety so that they can keep their kids safe this summer while they're swimming.
And Anne Marie, isn't it true that, like, not only should they think about pool safety when they're at home, but also when they're going to a hotel and traveling, or when their kids go to grandma and grandpa's house, and making sure the grandparents and the caretakers are also educated on pool safety?
You're so right. The issue of water and the danger that it can present to kids, it doesn't matter if it's the pool in your backyard or it's the pool in the park. It's all the same, and the steps that we'll talk about today, really, it's all about water safety, just generally, regardless of what pool we're talking about.
Right. So let's get started. So what do we need to, you know, what's the top message for parents heading into the summer?
Well, there's a lot of top messages. I would say I'd start by saying that swimming is great fun. It's great exercise for the kids, but it's so important that parents are ever vigilant when their kids are swimming. That drowning is the number one cause of unintentional deaths to kids 1 to 4. So they really need to be paying attention. And when I say paying attention, I mean that a parent or an adult should actually be the designated water watcher while their kids are swimming. They are the ones that are committed to paying attention to their child while they're in the water. Someone adult there needs to be designated because, you know, adults get distracted. We have our phones. And so it's not uncommon and it's not difficult to become distracted. And when your kids are swimming, they really need your undivided attention. Drownings happen quickly and they happen quietly. And so it's so imperative for parents to actually designate one person to be paying attention to the kids as they're swimming.
Okay, and so what are the steps? I want to make sure we get as many in as possible before we have to leave you. What are the steps that we need to go through, or where can we find information?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.poolsafely.gov, and that will give you, there's a pledge there that parents can take, and again, it raises awareness about how to keep your children safe. It's really and the simple steps that can save lives, they're there, but I'll just go over them quickly. If you have a pool, make sure it has its four-sided fence with a self-locking or self-closing gate. Again, designate a water watcher as an adult. Make sure your child learns how to swim. That makes such a critical difference. And lastly, and just as important, is as an adult, learn CPR, because CPR can really save lives.
Mm-hmm. And so we just have a minute left. You can go to poolsafely.gov. And Michael Phelps has signed on to your Pool Safely campaign as well, right?
Michael Phelps, Katie Ledecky, we've got several Olympians who have signed up and taken the pledge, which is just they join a partnership of thousands of others who have taken the pledge that we want to keep our kids safer in the water, and this is a way to raise awareness to do that.
Well, it's really good stuff. And remember, there, like, even if it's not your own backyard and you're thinking, oh, I don't have a pool in my backyard, your kids can get out of your yard during the summer and get in someone else's backyard. And you can't bank on the fact that somebody else locked the gate. So thank you, Anne-Marie Burkle, so much for being with us today. We have a link to poolsafely.gov on Mom Talk Radio. And I want to thank all of you for celebrating summer with us and Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And we'll be back next week, this time, same place. Or you can go to Mom Talk Radio, download our show and our app. It's free. And take us along with you as you travel through summer. This year, we would love to come along for the ride. I'm Maria Bailey. Happy Father's Day.